You're listening to SBS News.
The Department of Veteran Affairs spends more than $13 billion a year with the aim of supporting about 166,000 veterans and around 117,000 dependents. But a Productivity Commission report has found the system is failing them. It says that despite some recent improvements,
it is not fit for purpose. It requires fundamental reform. It's out of date and it's not working in the best interest of veterans and their families or the Australian community.
In its final report tabled in Parliament, the Commission describes the veteran support system as overly complex, difficult to navigate, inequitable and poorly administered. It says the system fails to focus on the lifetime well-being of veterans. Responsibilities for the lifetime well-being of Defence Force members are split between the Department of Defence and Veteran Affairs. The Commission says this is inefficient and results in policy gaps. It says the best option would be to assign sole responsibility to the Department of Defence. But it stepped back from an interim recommendation that Veterans Affairs be scrapped altogether, saying,
given the lack of trust and confidence by veterans in defence to exercise this policy role and strong opposition to the change, this is not realistic or feasible at this stage.
The Defence Force Welfare Association has rejected the idea of putting defence in charge. National President Kel Ryan says the department has been ineffective in the past.
The Department of Defence is part of the problem that we have with veterans' issues. The ADF has not been holding up its end of the bargain of looking after the interests of those men and women that are trained, that go sentenced to war, and then seeks to transition out of the Defence Force.
The Productivity Commission says a new veteran mental health strategy is urgently needed. The suicide rate for male ex-service personnel is 18% higher than it is for the general male population. Between 2001 and 2016, 59 Australian Defence Force personnel died on deployment, while 373 veterans died by suicide. The veteran support organisation Soldier On offers mental health services. Its psychologists help people dealing with issues including complex trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. Acting CEO Tony Fraser says it's essential any new mental health strategy includes funding for additional programmes.
Especially those that can be taken out of capital cities into more regional areas where veterans are, is going to be very important with dealing with this ongoing issue. So additional funding in that regard is vital to ensure that the transition back into civilian life for veterans is successful.
The report says some supports are not wellness focused and are not well targeted. It cites as an example the Gold Card, which entitles holders to treatment and care for all health conditions. Around 127,000 Veteran Affairs clients have one. The Commission says people eligible for the Gold Card can be discouraged from seeking early interventions for health conditions out of fear of losing eligibility if their condition improves. It's recommended restricting eligibility to veterans with severe service-related impairments. Kel Ryan from the Defence Force Welfare Association concedes the card does need modernising.
The Gold Card issue is very emotive. As the report indicates, is generous to a point. It takes care of individuals who are what we call totally and permanently incapacitated or are in need of more extensive care. But the Gold Card was for a previous time.
In a statement, the Minister for Veterans and Defence Personnel, Darren Chester, says the government's committed to putting veterans and their families first and that it will carefully consider its response to the report. Meanwhile, he says, draft laws introduced to Parliament will make it easier for veterans to receive medical care when they need it.
Once this bill is passed, veterans will only need to present their DVA health card at the time of receiving medical treatment, and payments will be made directly to health providers via the Medicare system. Around 4,000 clients will no longer have to pay up front and then seek reimbursement from DVA.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.